cause for teasing her. She had decided to go to the theatre during the week, and had been careful to get tickets a few days before, for which she had to pay the preemption charge. When they got to the theatre, they found that one side of the house was almost empty. She certainly did not need to be in such a hurry. I shall now substitute the dream thoughts for the dream. It surely was nonsense to marry so early. There was no need for my being in such a hurry. From the case of LCL, I see that I should have got a husband just the same, and one who is 100 times better, husband, sweetheart, treasure. If I had only waited, antithesis to the haste of her sister-in-law, I could have bought 3 such men for the money, the dowry. Our attention is drawn to the fact that the numerals in this dream have changed their meanings and relations to a much greater extent than in the one previously considered. The transforming and disfiguring activity of the dream has in this case been greater, a fact which we interpret as meaning that these dream thoughts had to overcome a particularly great amount of inner psychic resistance up to the point of their representation. We must also not overlook the circumstance that the dream contains an absurd element, namely, that 2 persons take 3 seats. We digress to the interpretation of the absurdity of dreams when we remark that this absurd detail of the dream content is intended to represent the most strongly emphasized detail of the dream thoughts. It was nonsense to marry so early. The figure 3 belonging to a quite subordinate relation of the 2 compared persons, 3 months difference in age, has thus been skillfully used to produce the nonsense demanded by the dream. The reduction of the actual 150 florins to 1 florin and 50 kreutzer corresponds to her disdain of her husband in the suppressed thoughts of the dreamer. 3. Another example displays the arithmetical powers of the dream, which have brought it into such disrepute. A man dreams, he is sitting at B. Blank's, a family of his earlier acquaintance, and says, "It was nonsense for you not to give me Amy in marriage." Thereupon he asks the girl, "How old are you?" Answer, "I was born in 1882. "Ah, then you are 28 years old." Since the dream occurs in the year 1898, this is obviously poor arithmetic, and the inability of the dreamer to calculate may be compared to that of the paralytic, if there is no other way of explaining it. My patient was one of those persons who are always thinking about every woman they see. The person who followed him in my office, regularly for several months, was a young lady whom he used to meet, about whom he used to ask frequently, and to whom he was very anxious to be polite. This was the lady whose age he estimated at 28 years. So much for explaining the result of the apparent calculation. But 1882 was the year in which he had married. He had been unable to refrain from engaging in conversation with the 2 females whom he met at my house, 2 girls, by no means youthful, who alternately opened the door for him, and as he did not find them very responsive, he had given himself the explanation that they probably considered him an elderly, settled gentleman. 4. For another number dream with its interpretation, a dream distinguished by its obvious determination, or rather over-determination, I am indebted to B. Datner. My host, a policeman in the municipal service, dreamed that he was standing at his post in the street, which was a wish realization. The inspector then came over to him, having on his gorget the numbers 22 and 62 or 26. At all events, there were many 2s on it. Division of the number 2262 in the reproduction of the dream at once points to the fact that the components have separate meanings. It occurs to him that the day before, while on duty, they were discussing the duration of their time of service. The occasion for this was furnished by an inspector who had been pensioned at 62 years. The dreamer had only completed 22 years of service, and still needed 2 years and 2 months to make him eligible for a 90% pension. The dream first shows him the fulfillment of a long-wished-for wish, the rank of inspector. The superior with 2262 on his collar is himself. He takes care to do his duty on the street, which is another preferred wish. He has served his 2 years and 2 months, and can now be retired from the service with full pension, like the 62-year-old inspector. If we keep in mind these examples and similar ones to follow, we may say, dream activity does not calculate at all, whether correctly or incorrectly. It joins together in the form of a calculation numerals which occur in the dream thoughts, and which may serve as allusions to material which is incapable of being represented. It thus utilizes numerals as material for the expression of its purposes in the same manner as it does names and speeches known as word presentations. For the dream activity cannot compose a new speech. No matter how many speeches and answers may occur in dreams, which may be sensible or absurd in themselves, analysis always shows in such cases that the dream has only taken from the dream thoughts fragments of speeches which have been delivered or heard, and dealt with them in a most arbitrary manner. It has not only torn them from their context and mutilated them, taken up one piece and rejected another, but it has also joined them together in a new way, so that the speech which seems coherent in the dream falls into three or four sections in the course of analysis. In this new utilization of the words, the dream has often put aside the meaning which they had in the dream thoughts, and has derived an entirely new meaning for them. Upon closer inspection, the more distinct and compact constituents of the dream speech may be distinguished from others which serve as connectives and have probably been supplied, just as we supply omitted letters and syllables in reading. The dream speech thus has the structure of breccia stones, in which larger pieces of different material are held together by a solidified cohesive mass. In a very strict sense, this description is correct, to be sure, only for those speeches in the dream which have something of the sensational character of a speech, and which are described as speeches. The others which have not, as it were, been felt as though heard or spoken, which have no accompanying acoustic or motor emphasis in the dream, are simply thoughts such as occur in our waking thought activity, and are transferred without change into many dreams. Our reading also seems to furnish an abundant and not easily traceable source of material for speeches, this material being of an indifferent nature. Everything, however, which appears conspicuously in the dream as a speech can be referred to real speeches which have been made or heard by the dreamer himself. We have already found examples for the explanation of such dream speeches in the analysis of dreams cited for other purposes. Here is one example in place of many, all of which lead to the same conclusion. A large courtyard in which corpses are cremated. The dreamer says, "I'm going away from here, I can't look at this." Not a distinct speech. Then he meets two butcher boys and asks, "Well, did it taste good?" One of them answers, "No, it wasn't good," as though it had been human flesh. The harmless occasion for this dream is as follows. After taking supper with his wife, the dreamer pays a visit to his worthy but by no means appetizing neighbor. The hospitable old lady is just at her evening meal, and urges him, instead of this word a composite sexually significant word is jocosely used among men, to taste of it. He declines, saying that he has no appetite.